Item number 51, please.
Authorize Portland Parks and Recreation to execute parks allocation certification agreements and accept annual grant awards from the Oregon State Marine Board for maintenance of boating facilities.
Me.
Commissioner Fritz.
The City of Portland received a grant from the Oregon State Marine Board Maintenance Assistance Program. The grant is a continuing grant that the city must bill for each year. An ordinance is required for the acceptance of any grant award to the city. Portland Parks and Recreation is now bringing this ordinance before council, and the amount of the grant for fiscal year 2017 to 18 is $19,950.
Public testimony. And this is an item that was pulled. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the reasons why I pulled this is that my understanding this grant actually pertains to four different properties that the City of Portland owns. Cathedral Park, Selwood Riverfront Park, and also we'd be looking at Swan Island Ramp and also Willamette Park. Now, one of the reasons why I'm bringing up this point is that I really think that the grant, the number amount, I know there's possibly a match to this grant, too, of $13,000, if I'm correct. And I don't know if you're calculating that $13,000 above the $19,000. Is that correct? Okay, so that would be above the actual grant, and then the match would take place. So what I guess what I was trying to do is do a calculation between the four parks themselves into the total amount. And I guess where my concern is, and I'll be candid, is I think the grant is very much on the low side for the type of maintenance that it takes to operate these type of properties. And I was really kind of surprised on the low number itself, and that's why I pulled this, is that I really think that the Oregon Marine Board should offer more money, or did the City of Portland only ask a certain percentage? Now, I notice that you're calculating kind of using a percentage on the maintenance itself, because you had on the different values for like the restrooms and different maintenance on this, hard surface ramps, the boarding docks, different things you put into your calculations. But to me, any type of facility like that on the water is, and I have a clear understanding what it takes because I actually used to own a marina on the water. And the reality is that it takes a lot of money, and a lot of people don't understand that, to maintain these facilities properly. So again, I think from the Oregon Marine Board, where the number is very low. And so that really surprised me, being from the side of operating a marina and understanding all the costs that go into it. Even on the, like you say, on the surface of the walkways, if it's wood or if they have concrete or if they have different type of materials that they put into place. The maintenance on this overall property is normally pretty high. And because you're dealing with a lot of environmental aspects, a lot of environmental issues, a lot of issues on making sure lines going up the toilets are connected properly, oil's not going into the water, all these different variables take to place. So why was the number so low, if I might ask Commissioner Fritz to maybe explain that? Thank you very much.
Absolutely confident. My staff always ask for as much as we can possibly get.
I have an embellishment of that as well. There is, and I believe this is available on the website related to this item, there's the site inventory exhibit, and that is basically the formula. It's a state formula. And I'm sure we're all in agreement that we'd like to have more.
So I do encourage you to go talk to the Marine Board. They, I believe, have public testimony.
Yeah, we don't disagree with you on that. Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next, item 52.